From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Fire season is off to an early start in the West. Northeast of Los Angeles, thousands of firefighters are making progress towards controlling a big fire. The Powerhouse Fire, as it's being called, has burned more than 30,000 acres and destroyed a number of homes. Throughout the region, a hot and dry spring has fire crews on alert. They're helping homeowners prepare for potential fires, and NPR's Nate Rott went out with one crew.
Engine 3160 isn't the newest wildland fire engine out here in Beaumont, California, nor is it the quietest. Climbing in, it's still got that recent fire smell, though today, it won't be going to any fires.
Today we're going to do an inspection, defensible space inspection.
Will Bryant is a captain with CAL FIRE, the state's firefighting corps. And that term he just used, defensible space, it's one that you're going to hear a lot. It's firefighter speak for an area around a home or property that is cleared or thinned of wood piles, brush, pretty much anything that can catch fire.
Defensible space helps us do our jobs by ensuring that their homes are more protected in the event a wildfire comes through.
Which is why in California, where nearly 1 million people live in areas that are threatened by wildfire, defensible space is required by law. In areas the state is responsible for, like the house-dotted hills and chute canyons that we're driving through now, homeowners need to clear or thin 100 feet from their home.
So it looks like the homeowner's out front. I'm going to make contact and talk to him about his clearances so far.
Steve Romberg is that homeowner, and he's waiting with Julie Hutchinson, another CAL FIRE worker. She does the introductions.
This is Will Bryant. He's the captain down at the station.
Glad to meet you, Will.
Nice to meet you.
It's God's country. Welcome to it.
Romberg gestures out across a golden grass field to the distant peaks of the San Jacinto Mountains.
Where would you like to start, Will?
All right, well, if you don't mind, we'll just take a quick walk around your house, and I can kind of take a look at stuff. Kind of point out what might need to be worked at.
The point of these inspections isn't so much to be strict disciplinarians. It's to teach homeowners the basics of fire behavior and how to protect their home during one.
With any type of fire, once it hits that short, stubby grass, it slows down real easily, and it's a lot easier to take care of, protect your structure if needed.
Now, this may not sound like rocket science, because it's not. For people like Romberg, it's old news.
Well, I've lived here for a while, and I've kind of sorted it out.
But for every Romberg, there's someone who just moved to a place like this, where timber and brush are 100 yards away from the doorstep. Again, Julie Hutchinson.
It is a challenge educating people who maybe have lived in the city. They drive up here and go, oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But they're not thinking like people who live up in this area who have seen fire. And you have to really educate them on, hey, be aware these things happen.
There's proof a short drive down the hill.
And you'll see this whole area has been burned. It was just under 3,000 acres. It started on May 1st.
Just a couple miles away from Romberg's house, the land looks like moonscape.
And this house right up here on the right was the closest to the fire front.
Oh, man, yeah, you can tell.
The brick base of the house is charred black. The roof, or what's left of it, is collapsed. This homeowner had done some clearances, Hutchinson says, but clearly it wasn't enough.
So you can see how much fire front came at that house. It wasn't just a 20-foot strip of fire. That was several hundred feet of fire, very tall flame lengths because that was a lot of tall grass. But look how many homes were right adjacent to this and down off the other bluff there that did not get damaged at all.
Those houses are still standing, surrounded by green lawns and brown lots. Clear, defensible space. The rest is nuked. And this type of damage, this early in the year, it's strange.
Again, we don't normally see that until we hit those really hot, dry summer months and into fall is when we'll see that type of destruction. And we're seeing it in May, and this was May 1st, so very significant.
Conditions could always change, she says, but with forest dry and ready to burn like it's October, and fire engines that already smell like smoke, firefighters are going to keep preparing like the conditions won't. Nathan Rott, NPR News.